Chapter 3, The Secret Plan. The next day, the Wily Witches receive invitations from Ashlyn. Aren't they neat? Said Camille.
Yes, I love them. They're wonderful, said Emerson. I'm glad Aunt Miranda gave permission for a sleepover, said Willa. I love to sleep under the stars in my sleeping bag. Don't you?
Oh, yes, said Kendall. I prefer sleeping in a tent, said Emerson.
How about you, Camille? But before Camille could answer, the girls heard a teeny tiny ouch. The girls crept to the corner of the playhouse. They peeked around and saw Ashlyn with a big bunch of roses. Emerson whispered, "Poor Ashlyn. She must have her finger on a thorn."
Oh dear, that's too bad. Camille sighed softly.
Someone should help her, said Willa.
Ashlyn said she didn't want any help, said Kendall. She wants to keep her plan a secret. Maybe we could have a secret plan, too, said Emerson.
And our secret plan would be to help Ashlyn, said all the girls at once. They grinned at one another.
The girls put their secret plan into action right away. Emerson whistled as she waltzed around the corner of the playhouse.
Oh, she said, as if she were surprised to see Ashlyn.
Hi, Ashlyn. How's it going?
Fine, said Ashlyn. I'm making flower crowns for everyone.
Oh, how pretty, said Emerson, looking at the flowers. But don't forget that roses make Willa sneeze.
They do? Said Ashlyn. Oh no, her party wouldn't be perfect if Willa was sneezing all the time.
Hey, I have an idea, said Emerson. I can make Willa a crown out of paper stars instead.
But, said Ashlyn, please, said Emerson, I love stars.
Well, okay, said Ashlyn. She grinned. We don't want Willa achewing, do we?
No, Emerson smiled. It wouldn't be pleasing if she were sneezing. She made up a little poem. Don't put a rose by Willa's nose or Willa will be sneezing. Achoo, achoo, will never do. Sneezing isn't pleasing.
Ashlyn laughed. Thanks, Emerson, she said. She was a teeny tiny bit sorry that a teeny tiny bit of her surprise party would be unsurprising for Emerson. But she was glad that it would be better for Willa. A little while after Emerson left, Willa trip-trotted around the corner of the playhouse.
Oh, she said, as if she were surprised to see Ashlyn.
Hi, Ashlyn. How's it going?
Fine, said Ashlyn. I'm putting on nuts in cups for everyone.
I love nuts, said Willa. But nuts make Kendall break out in itchy, scratchy,
bright red spots.
They do, said Ashlyn.
Oh, no. Her party wouldn't be perfect if Kendall broke out in red spots.
Hey, I have an idea, said Willa. I could put a little sign on Kendall's nut cup that says, for the squirrels. But, said Ashton. Please, said Willa. You know how I love to feed the squirrels. Well, okay, said Ashlyn. She grinned. We don't want Kendall to be spotty and dotty. Absolutely naughty, agreed Willa. As she printed the sign, Willa made up a little poem. The squirrels must eat Kendall's nuts, or Kendall will get spotty. Does Kendall want an itchy rash? Absolutely naughty. Ashton laughed. Thanks, Willa, she said. She was a teeny tiny bit sorry that the teeny tiny bit of her surprise party would be unsurprising for Willa, but she was glad that it would be better for Kendall. A little while after Willa left, Kendall strolled slowly around the corner of the playhouse. Oh, she said, as if she were surprised to see Ashton. Hi, Ashton. How's it going? Fine, said Ashton. I'm clearing space for our sleeping bags. I can't wait to sleep under the stars, said Kendall. But Emerson prefers to sleep in the tent. She does, said Ashton. Oh, no. Her party wouldn't be perfect if Emerson wasn't content without a tent. Hey, I have an idea, said Kendall. I can make a tent for Emerson. But, said Ashton, please, said Kendall. You know how I love to make stuff. Well, okay, said Ashton. She smiled. We want Emerson to be happy, so I'll make a tent and make it snappy, said Kendall with a grin. As Kendall put the tent together, she made up a little poem. Emerson must have a tent or else she won't be happy. I'll pitch a tent and make it snug and also make it snappy. Emerson laughed. Thanks, Kendall, she said. She was a teeny tiny bit sorry that a teeny tiny bit of her surprise party would be unsurprising for Kendall. But she was glad that it would be better for Emerson. A little while after Kendall left, Camille skipped cautiously around the corner of the playhouse. Oh, she said, as if she were surprised to see Ashton. Hi, Atlin. How's it going? Fine, said Ashton. I'm shining apples for everyone. That night, oh no, said Ashton. Knit, said Camille. Oh no, said Ashton, when she heard Camille's lisp. I forgot that you don't have any front teeth, so you can't eat an apple. Her party wouldn't be perfect if the guest of honor, Camille, couldn't eat the food. Hey, I have an idea, said Camille. On the day of the party, I could ask Aunt Miranda to cut the apple for me, and then I could eat it. That's a good idea, said Ashton. She grinned. Aunt Miranda will cut up the apple so that you can eat it slice by slice. That will be knit, laughed Camille. Ashton said a little poem to her. You have lost your two front teeth. Your food must come in slices. If your apples cut apart, that will be the nicest. Thanks, Aslan, Camille said as she left. Aslan was a teeny tiny bit sorry that a teeny tiny bit of her surprise party would be unsurprising for Camille. But she was glad that it would be better for her.